You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Song Healing with Lizzie. Live from soul-songhealing.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Song Healing
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lizzie Murder, and I'm here on the Lizzie Murder Show, I suppose. And I am a shamanic healer. I kind of wanted to give some information about what a shaman is. A shamanic healer is someone who's had to navigate an incredibly arduous journey in order to heal layers. So we go through a lot of initiations in order to heal a lot of layers, to become a hollow bone for spirit. So we're a vessel for spirit. This path is a lifelong process. You get chosen. It's kind of like something out of a movie. You're chosen, a shaman appears, and suddenly you're told you have to be a shaman. And I've worked with a shaman, done extensive training for the past 13 to 14 years. Still call my shaman, work with her all the time. And this is for the purpose of being a very clear channel. So mainly people come to me for healing work. As a shaman, I have one foot in spirit and one foot in the material. So I have access to a lot of different intuitive information. I'm kind of a little bit different. I can talk with my spirit guides on a regular basis. I can retrieve information. And I also do intuitive readings, mediumship. I can often be found like in the forest talking with my spirit guides, or, you know, I do mediumship. So I can connect you with your loved ones who have passed away. That's probably one of the most beautiful experiences I've had, is be able to relay that information. But my main service, I suppose, is healing work. That's what I've been called to do, especially moving souls from a place of fear and suffering to a place of empowerment. It's really important to me. I work with people with all sorts of backgrounds, help people heal from trauma, but I do intuitive readings, mediumship, Akashic record readings, which are readings about other lifetimes you've had. And sometimes that work is about, lifetimes that need healing, or there are patterns that play out in this life that come from other lifetimes. And there are also sometimes patterns that come from ancestral timelines, and just this stuff gets complex. But if you want a really quick explanation, I help people move really, really dense energy. So, you know, that stuff that makes you feel terrible. Yeah, we move as much of it as you are willing to release in an hour. But I also just have these other gifts. I do animal communication, and I do healing work on animals. And as a medium, I can do healing work on animals and communicate with your pets that have passed away as well. That's kind of a little bit about me in a nutshell. But yeah, I think when you're looking for an intuitive reader, you want to find someone who's done a lot of healing work. And when you're looking for a healer, you want to find someone who is a clear channel. Because even if they have psychic ability, if they're seeing through the lens of something that they've gone through, they're not as clear. So you need a clear channel. And that's what a shaman is. They're a very clear channel that, you know, one beautiful thing is, as a shamanic healer, it's not me performing the healing. I'm a conduit. So you have these spirit beings that come through, the same guides that I talk to, and they're the ones performing the healing on you. I'm just the mouthpiece, and I had life experiences that guide me. And I see, feel, hear, you know, see in my head. It's very normal for me to do all that. Okay, so I think we're ready to take a caller. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you for having me. This is really great.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah. So thank you for helping me in the past. You're the real deal, Lizzie. I'm so grateful to you. Since I worked with you, I've really been able to see things differently. So I'm so like honored that I get to go on your show today. This is like amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really believe in what you were saying too, that you really are a clear conduit. And I like the fact that you believe that, like, you're just the conduit. You're helping me to heal me because I can hold on to it or not. But, and that's how I know if there's somebody good, is they're not taking all the credit for doing the healing. So, yeah. So you're just, yeah, you're phenomenal. You're just so lovely, Lizzie. I'm so glad to be here today. Yeah. So things came up at work again this week. So as you know, I go like contract by contract, and I got feedback this week, which feedback is always good, except for since I go contract by contract, I really got nervous this week because I don't usually get this much feedback. And so I was wondering if you could just take a look and help me see like what's going on there, if anything. And then, but it also may be, Lizzie, I know, like, I, like, worry about my finances. I've been working on my taxes this week. I'm going to get money back, so I should be jumping for joy. And instead, like, when I work on my taxes, I just get sick to my stomach. And it doesn't make logical sense to me. It's like, I should be happy that I'm getting good feedback at work, and I've got a really great job, but then I just go into the fear. And like you were talking, like you're really good at fear and you really helped me the last time I was in fear. And I went into the fear again. Yeah. What can you help me out with on here? How can I let go of some of this?
Yeah. There's a lot of fear on this planet. And sometimes people kind of want to shove it under a rug, but like we're dealing with it, right? In terms of your work, they're giving a lot of feedback. Like what I'm seeing is that you're very well respected at your position, but there's this feeling of I'm never doing good enough, or a feeling of insecurity around your position. It's like a constant kind of like, what if this happens? What if this happens? And that stems from some things that you went through in your childhood, instability there, or like, you know, we could go deeper, but not on the show. What I'm seeing is that the universe has got you. So they're like telling me that no matter what, even if you were to lose this job, which you will not, you're very respected. They like your work. You're very hardworking. And there's a kind of propensity to like be hard on yourself, like too tough on yourself in general in work. And so like you're very strict, almost militant. And like what I would like is for them to, you know, be more encouraging. Sometimes people are lacking in emotional maturity and
that's true.
Their own thing. But it's more of like we need you to realize that you're safe. It's like you need to keep reassuring yourself, I'm safe. And the guidance here is that like even if something were going to happen with your job, you would get one very quickly, not just because you're very skilled, but because you're taken care of. Your spirit guides have got you. And I don't get that for everyone, but it's very strong with you. In terms of like tactics, like what I see there.
Yeah.
You've got an ancestral timeline.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, this has to do. Okay. So sometimes inherent patterns, you know, I mentioned that, like we help heal this. You had ancestors that survived different circumstances that were really harrowing, to say the least. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing them surviving the potato famine. Like I'm seeing potatoes. Does that register?
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, they had this one trait. They were called the Black Hands because they worked in the potato fields. My mom told me about it as a child. Oh, yeah, they worked in the potato fields. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's unfortunately like your parents inherited this and there's a lot of other stuff there. But What I can see is
my mom.
We're taught scarcity. We're taught this fear. And so it's about unlearning it, because you, Connie, are very abundant and you're good, but you inherited all these ancestral patterns. So unfortunately, what happens is we have, like, the father will have some kind of wound, you know, maybe it's anger or scarcity. We'll pass it on to the son. The son, it just keeps going. And so that's part of what I feel as a shamanic healer, is like I remove these ancestral wounds from people so that they can be healed, and it heals backwards and forwards. So for you, like, you've done some healing work around this, which is good, but mentality that you grew up with, unfortunately, it's just lack. So even when there was enough, there was this fear around food, fear about having enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, my mom was really in fear.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But when I see it, I just see I'm not being good enough.
I think a lot of I missed something. One of the things that I feel really passionate about is helping people understand that they're inherently worthy. They don't have to earn it. You know, in this capitalist society, it's all about doing and earning. You are a child of the earth and the stars, and you are the universe. And, like, please love yourself and be so gentle with yourself. And I'm so sorry that you had this instability early on in life. But, and sometimes it's just it's a whole unwinding of wounds where we have to deprogram ourselves from the things we were taught by society, by our parents, and really find what are we beyond that. And, like, you're doing a really good job with that. And, like, what I see is that, like, your work situation, they like to give you feedback, but it's just they're doing their due diligence. It's not like them trying to criticize you, but there are times where you've worked so hard, you just want positive feedback. You just want them to be like, thank you. Yeah, I see that.
Sometimes. Yeah, I just get negative when they're giving feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, there's this focus on what has to be done next. This is what has to be done next. And it'd be nice if before that, and maybe you can tell them, like, could you just be like, thank you for the work you've done. Because it just feels good to receive gratitude, you know? But yeah, thank you so much, Connie, for coming on the show. Yeah.
No, thank you, Lizzie. Thank you for reassuring me with my work. And that's very interesting about my parents' background. Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can go deeper together in a session.
Sure.
Get in touch with you via your website. Yeah. You're amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. And it's just sometimes there are these ancestral wounds. It comes from so many different sources. But what I love about intuitive readings and this guidance is that you can find the answers to guide you in your journey. So if there's something that you're really worried about, or there's something, like, I've reassured people about medical issues and life circumstances that really gave them peace of mind. And I'm all about bringing people out of fear. And so I'm really glad that you called in today. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in touch. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I'm Lizzie, and this is my website, Soul-Song Healing. Please reach out for intuitive readings, shamanic healings, mediumship, and more.